This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Jersey County Fair is still going strong, and they had a successful day of 4-H events on Monday. Livestock shows and a livestock auction occupied Jersey County 4-H program coordinator Judy Benz's time, and today she's going to tell us all about it.
Monday, it went really well. We had such great weather for July, especially for the Jersey County Fair. It was breezy. You had to hold down your paperwork, but it was really pretty good day, considering. So it's, you know, for July, it was really good.
Awesome. Well, that's great to hear. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about the 4-H show. I know 4-H kiddos will be exhibiting animals throughout the week, but what took place actually on Monday?
Monday, we started out with the swine show, and after the swine show, then we went on to the sheep show, and then after the sheep were finished, then we went on to the goat show. The beef show didn't start until 1 p.m. Because we always keep that date, that time set, because there are so many people who come in from here in the county to just watch the beef show. So we have to keep that time the same every year so people can get there and know what to expect.
So is that pretty unique? Because at other county fairs that I've been to, 4-H shows are spread throughout the week, so it sounds like all of the 4-H showing just took place on one day?
Well, it really takes place on 2 days. We started with rabbit and poultry projects on Saturday. We had our rabbit show that morning at 8. We had our poultry show started at 11. Originally, several years ago, as a matter of fact, I think probably not long after I came to work for Extension, they used to be on the same day, and it became so hard to get kids from one place to another. So we decided it was time to break those shows off. We put the rabbit and poultry on Saturday, and then we moved everything else into that following Monday.
Okay.
So, and it works out much better.
Yeah, it makes sense to split things up a little bit so people aren't running around like crazy.
Yes, definitely. Definitely it does.
For the livestock auction on Monday evening, pretty good turnout of support from the community. This is something that's held every year, so do you receive a lot of participation and support for that?
Yes, we do. We receive, I think we have probably one of the most, the best communities to support our 4-H members. They come back every year. We invite, you know, local businesses, local, ag businesses, banks, you name it, individuals, who are interested in, supporting the kids. And before we have the auction, we start with the appreciation picnic, and that also, those people are invited to the appreciation barbecue. We invite our volunteers and other sponsors who help us throughout the year.
Well, sounds great. Does the livestock auction, does that serve as a fundraiser? Does the money go to the exhibitors only, or how is that all set up?
The Jersey County Fair Board takes care of how these are processed. They collect all the money, then 10% of that total amount then is donated to Jersey County 4-H Foundation. So it's a way to help support Jersey County 4-H Foundation. Plus the kids are also able to take that money and maybe buy their next market animal for next year or their breed animals, and hey, it's paying for college, you know, in some instances too. So it's a really good way for kids to be able to put some money in the bank.
Absolutely. Well, that's great, and I'm glad that everything went well this year again. So great to hear. And Judy, you've had all these 4-H shows, so I think you do have some results you'd like to share with us.
Yes, I will. How long do you want me? I've got quite a few. I've got Grand Champion and Reserve Grand Champion and Showmanship.
That sounds great. Those will be just fine for you to share with us.
Okay. Going back to the rabbit show, Our champion four-class buck was shown by Hannah Pryor, and the reserve went to her sister Emily. Champion four-class doe went to Whitney Leahy, and the reserve went to Cameron Little. Six-class buck went to Cameron Little and also the six-class doe. Now, out of those four classes, then we choose the grand champion rabbit, and that was won by Whitney Leahy with her Rex, with her mini Rex, and the reserve went to Hannah Pryor. So we're lucky to have, it was not the biggest show, but they always have really good animals and when they do this. Wayne Schaefer was our judge this year, and he always does a really good job of telling the kids what they can expect and how they can improve their animals. Later that morning, we had our poultry show. Our grand champion poultry was won by Sarah Pryor, and the reserve was taken by Cameron Little. Grand champion waterfowl was also won by Cameron Little. Grand champion market pen was won by Lucy Fritz, and the grand champion domestic bird was won by Cameron Little. So it's that was a good morning, too. Then we went on to Monday with the swine show. Grand champion gilt was won by Dylan Torrey. Reserve grand champion gilt was Curtis Shively. Grand champion barrel was Nyla Beatty. Reserve grand champion barrel was Dylan Torrey, with senior showmanship going to Dylan Torrey and junior showmanship going to Evan Hanold. The sheep show, say that fast three times, we'll all be doing well. The grand champion ewe was won by Sally Reed, and she also took the reserve. Grand champion market lamb, Samantha Burns, and her sister took the reserve on the market lamb class. Junior showmanship was Allison Medford. Senior showmanship was Abby Burns. Grand champion doe for goats was Madeline Thornsbury. Reserve grand champion doe was Jocelyn Kruger. Grand champion weather was Jocelyn Kruger. Reserve grand champion weather, Madeline Thornsbury. Junior showmanship was Grant Wilson. Senior showmanship was Jocelyn Kruger again. The big shows and sort of what tops off the whole program is the beef show. The grand champion market beef, that includes market heifers and steers, was taken by Wyatt Jones with his AOB cross. The reserve grand champion market animal was Dylan Torrey's AOB. Grand champion heifer was won by Chase Meisner. He had an Angus. Reserve grand champion heifer was Tyler Parker and with his Hereford. Senior showmanship was won by Clayton Poppy. Junior showmanship was won by Taylor Ritchie. So it was a pretty good program all in all. We had a really good response from everyone. We, you know, have to thank the people who helped put on the shows. They all work so hard out there all week. It's just amazing. They invest so many hours. It's really amazing to watch.
Yes, well, congratulations to all of those participants and the exhibitors and the volunteers, and thank you to them, as you said. And Judy, with all the names you listed off, it sounds like you've got pretty good participation in Jersey County 4-H.
We do have pretty good participation. Our livestock program here is very strong, and we couldn't do it without the support of the people who help the kids, who help. You name it. It's just amazing. We also do quite a few workshops. One other thing we also had, too, we have Master Showmanship Contest. And our senior Master Showman, who will go to Springfield, is Clayton Poppy. And the reserve was Ashley Moore. In the junior division, Jocelyn Kruger. And she was a grand champion. And the reserve was Taylor Ritchie. So that's another really good program. We are lucky to have the support of Jersey County Grain, who helps support that judge to come in here and judge for us. You know, we this is probably such a strong support from the county. We couldn't ask for more, really.
Once again, that report comes to us from Judy Benz, the 4-H program coordinator for Jersey County. Things continue on the fairgrounds today with the county queen pageant tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's all we have for now on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.